Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week from Golden Girls, Betty White and Richard Simmons. And the star of Super Password, Bert Cundy.
Hello, and thank you. And come, please, have a seat. There you are.
Well.
Hello there, everybody.
Hey,
thank you so much.
We got a live one today.
And welcome to Super Password. It is great to have you at home with us, and you in the studio as well. And it's great to have both of you, too. You, of course, the best, one of the best players of all time on Password.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Miss Password.
Please.
Yes, but you are, Betty, please. When everybody talks about the best players, and then there's quite a few people in Hollywood, stars, who play this game regularly and do it very, very well.
Elizabeth Montgomery, Vicki Lawrence, Carol Burnett.
Yes, all wonderful players. But you're probably the best, I would think.
Well, I was married to her for a long time. Yeah.
So, Richard, what do you think? Now you've done two shows. Here we are the third day.
I think it's, you know, this is very frightening. I think it's fun. I think it makes your mind think, and the audience is always with you. And always so supportive there through thick and thin. Get him off the stage, there's another word. No, I think it's fun, and I think playing with these people, it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
And I'm going home with five new words every day.
Let's meet your partner, shall we? Come on in, Heather and Tim, right now. Sign in, please.
Hey!
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Tim, Heather, start us off today, won't you please?
Okay, well, my name is Heather Duke, and like I said before, I'm a new mommy of a wonderful little girl who's almost crawling. She's a good scooter, this one. She rolls. She's almost 6 months.
And she's crawling already?
Oh, whoa. Are you kidding? She loves to stand. The kid, you put her down, she's like, so you have to stand her up and your arms get tired, you know, but it's okay. We'll let her stand.
Okay, yes, I think it'd be nice.
And I paint my own shirts.
You do what?
I paint my own shirts.
Did you paint that shirt?
Yeah, and I sell them sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very nicely done.
You started out, you spilled some, and then you thought you'd even it up.
No, a girlfriend of mine had this really gorgeous, shocking pink shirt that was painted. I said, where'd you get that? And she said, and I said, how much? And she's like, $75. And I went, keeled over, and I said, I can do that, and I did.
And you did.
And I paint t-shirts with different things and sell them to boutiques and stuff.
All right. Very nice. Very good little side job there. Okay. Here's our current champion, Tim, who has so far $13,400. Tim, tell us about yourself once again, sir.
I'm Tim Barber.
Do we have to hear the architect story?
He's from Chillicothe, Ohio. Tell us a whole different thing. Lie. Make up something.
Well, I'm taking the money that I won yesterday and the day before, and I'm investing in property.
Good. That's a good idea. You're an architect. You can invest in one of those apartment buildings you fix up. Where is Chillicothe, Ohio? It's in Chillicothe, Ohio.
It's near
Ohio.
The river. It's south of Columbus and east of Cincinnati.
Aha. Okay, he really is from there, obviously.
He really is.
Okay, well, listen, you're doing great. Everybody's doing fine at this point. The game is still up for grabs, as where we are. This is the $400 puzzle. Tim has $400, and you have $200. This will decide the issue, and if you're ready to go, Heather and Tim are given the clues. Here comes the first word on the $400 puzzle today. Heather, please.
Help. Assist.
Okay, Tim.
Stockings.
Stuff.
Okay, Heather.
Beams.
Support.
Yes, very nice. All right, we have support on the board, and this is for the game, Betty.
Is it a brassier?
Is it a brassier? Oh! Bang.
Hey,
well, that's that. How about that, huh?
Well, you can't expect the guys to get it.
Well, eventually, yes, but not on the first word, maybe.
Oh, isn't
congratulations,
that
Heather. That's always such a shock when that happens. Also exciting. We have to say goodbye to Tim, but Tim, as we've said, you have done so well. You have $13,400 to take with you.
And I couldn't be happier.
Thanks. Nice to see you. Let's go play for $5,000, shall we, gang? Here we go. Let's have something. Here we are, just that fast.
I can't believe it.
It's amazing when that happens. I look out there and everybody's out there going, All the people with the cards, everybody.
No more than I.
That's fun.
Sure.
It's very exciting. Well, here you are. It's good that you're here. This is your first time over here, but you know how we do it. I'm going to give you 10 words, Heather, beginning with the letter B and continuing through K.
Okay.
B through K. Okay. Everyone you get right, I'll give you $100 more. And if you get all 10 of them right, I will give you $5,000.
Okay.
60 seconds, Betty, as you well know. Here comes your first word. We'll take a look at it now. There it is. Okay, you got it? All right. Good luck.
Thanks.
Ready and go.
Ludwig.
Beethoven.
C.
T.
Cup.
T.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm. D.
Michigan.
Detroit.
E.
Foe.
Enemy.
F.
Mother.
Father.
G.
Instrument.
Guitar.
Mm-hmm. H.
Coat.
Hanger.
I.
Edison.
Electricity, no. Inventor.
Aha.
J.
Airplane.
Jet.
K.
Animal.
Kangaroo.
Yes. Whoa. Woo. That was fast. That was so fast. You were wonderful too. Smooth as silk.
Oh,
bang.
I couldn't think of another inventor.
You didn't have to.
Oh, Heather, you were so wonderful. I'm so tickled.
That was great, Heather. I'm so happy for you too, I must say. That's great. Well, you've now have $5,600, which is not so bad. But we'll come back in just a moment and play some more. Nice going. When you said animal for kangaroo?
Uh-huh.
That's all you said. You said animal and you said kangaroo.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. Hanger, I was thinking airplane. I thought you said airplane. Here we are. That was exciting. It is always exciting when you get up the first word like that.
Blind luck.
Bang. That's wonderful when that happens. And there's Heather sitting there going to play the last $400 game. All of a sudden, she's won it and over there and winning $5,000 so fast.
Oh,
and back again.
Oh.
All right, here comes your new challenger. Maria, come on in, won't you please? And sign in. Hi. Are you having trouble with your
No, pack? I'm having trouble sitting.
Oh, okay. You excited?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm
Brazier!
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Scared. Me too.
But don't you feel better now?
Oh, yes.
Okay, Maria, please tell us about yourself.
Hello, my name
Hi.
Is Maria Stewart. I really don't want to tell you what I do.
Oh, really?
No, I bake for a living, cakes and pies and that kind of thing.
Oh, no wonder you don't want to tell.
So I don't want to tell you.
Well, what you say? Cakes and pies are all right, aren't they, Richard? You can have
a cake. Slice, but it's hard to bake one slice, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, well.
It's hard to eat one slice, too.
You've
yeah,
come
right.
to the right man today.
Right, but after a while that you bake it, then you don't want to eat it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No. You want to sample them all, is
yes.
that it?
I have to taste it. I have to make sure that it's just perfect for my,
yes.
my customer.
Yes, that's true. I can understand that. Can't you understand that, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Here we go. I was afraid you were going to say that. Here we go. First, it's a $100 puzzle. The first word of the $100 puzzle. If you're ready to go, let's do it, shall we? Here it comes, and there it is. Richard, start us off, please.
Chain.
Link.
Yes! Very good. You all right there?
Those pies give you a lot of energy.
Whatever's going on over there.
Yes, it's wonderful. Put
Don't
it on the
cakes
board.
And cream puffs get along perfectly.
All right, Maria, where's the word on the board? Give us a guess.
Is it a fence?
Is it fence. A fence? No, it's not a fence. Surprise, surprise. I thought sure it would be. Did you bing, bing, bing? Here we go. Next word, please. I'm getting shell-shocked. There it is. Richard, please.
Cigarette
butt.
No. No. See, a little extra English on that. Did
this
you
whole
notice?
Show is brasiers and butts. I don't understand it.
All right, here we go, Betty.
I wouldn't touch it.
No, absolutely. Uh-huh. I wouldn't either. Thank you.
Cloud.
Puff.
No, Richard.
But excuse me, what did Betty
say? She said cloud, I believe.
Cloud.
Yes. Say something, Richard.
Cigarette.
Puff?
No. Didn't you say that already?
No.
I thought I heard it someplace. Fourth and final clue.
Fire?
Smoke.
Yeah. Smoke, a cloud of smoke.
Okay,
We have link and smoke, Heather.
Chain.
Is it chain? Yes. Very nice. Wow, I didn't either. Gang, letter, saw. Wow, that was fast. We'll come back in a minute with some more Super Password. Don't miss it. Let me go over there right away.
That was a $200
button. No, it's a $100 button. Here we go. We are back. This is the $200 puzzle. The cash word is worth $3,000. And Heather has the first $100. Maria, you're going to get in here right now. And off we go. Maria and Heather, given the clues. And here comes the first word, please. Everybody at home has it, Maria.
Scrambled
eggs.
Yes. Yeah. Easy enough, sir. On the board. Egg. We have egg.
Omelet.
Is it an omelet? No. Do you eat eggs, Richard?
No, I don't eat eggs. High in cholesterol.
Yeah, right. Okay. Somehow I knew he would say that. Here we go. Next word, please. There it is, Maria.
Figure.
Body.
Okay. Heather?
Good.
Shape.
Yes.
How'd you get that from there?
I don't know.
I don't either. Seemed to follow, though, didn't it? All right, we have egg shape. Betty?
Is it oval?
No.
Is it oval? Well, that's all right.
I knew that. You didn't have to make that.
Well, actually, that was a pretty good guess. Next word, please. Egg, an egg is an oval. Was fine.
Built like a little, well. Yeah.
Heather?
Reagan.
President.
Yes. Egg, shape, president.
Oh, is it, oh, it can't be office. No, it can't be. Office, no. But
no, okay, here we go. She didn't say it. Did she say it? Doesn't count. Here we go, next word, please. All right, Heather?
Gathering.
Group.
No, Maria?
Conferencing.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
If I know the thing, can I just say it?
No.
Okay. What was her? It was
conferencing.
Is it conferencing?
Mm-hmm.
Committee.
Okay, Heather?
Together.
Meeting.
Yes. So you have to get this word first. That gives you the right to make an answer, make a guess. All right, we have egg, shape, president, and meeting, Betty.
Well, I'm going to try it again because maybe it was before the buzzer. The office?
Is it office? No. Next word, please.
I'll try it a third time. Maybe you'll change your mind.
Here you go. There it is, Heather.
Kitchen.
Room.
Yes. All right. Egg, shape, president, meeting, room.
Egg, shape, president. Is it the Oval Office?
Is it the Oval Office? Yes. You didn't say them together. Okay. That is $300 for Heather, and Maria has yet to score, but you will. And there it is. The toaster is at you again. Okay, there it is. $3,000 today, so it's getting up there a little bit. You have three chances, Betty, you know that. Let's show everybody at home what the cash word is. And we're ready for clue number one.
Jelly.
Jam.
Clue number two.
Orange.
Marmalade.
That's it. With our score, $300 for Heather, and Marie is yet to score. We will change partners and break away for commercial messages. Come right back with some more stuff. Okay. The $300 puzzle is coming your way, and if you're ready to go, Marie, if you're going to do it, is the time.
I'm trying.
Okay. Betty and Richard, give me the clues. Here comes the first one. You know what? Before we go, what don't you eat? We've sort of been touching on that, but it's interesting to me. I always want to check what I eat off.
What I don't eat?
Yeah, what do you say? Don't eat eggs.
I don't eat eggs. I don't eat meat. I really stay away from all sugar. I don't salt any of my food.
It's miserable.
I'm sorry. And I very low on fat, no butter, no margarine, and very low reduced oil. Matter of fact, I'm opening a new restaurant called Steam Heat, and all the food is steamed, grilled, and woked, and there's no sugar, salt, or butter, but all the waiters and waitresses are naked, which help it.
Ah, yes, it does. It helps you be able to get through the food. Yes. That's better. Okay, here we go. Here comes the...
He's grazing out on his front lawn. Yeah. Time he
here comes the first... the first word of the $300 puzzle, I think. Yes, Betty.
Blonde?
Brunette.
Yeah, that's the way. Okay, Maria, now you're rolling. On the board, we have brunette, Maria.
Oh, I don't know any brunettes.
Okay. All right.
Yes, you do. Some of us just don't show.
Here we go. Next word, please. Two minds with but a single thought. You know, really, always, always.
Always works.
Always has. All right, Betty, you're up, please.
Howard...
Hughes?
Yes. That's the one, and that's the
perfect
clue. No, it's perfect. Brunette Hughes.
Oh.
I know. Here we go. Next word, please. Here we go. Betty?
Empty?
Full.
Correct. Okay. Brunette Hughes and full, Maria.
No guess.
No guess. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Next word, please. Anybody else? Uh-huh. Betty?
Shape.
Figure?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're knocking them off. Brunette, Hughes, full, figure. Maria?
Rosalind Russell?
Is it Rosalind Russell? Okay. Here comes the next word. Don't say anything, anybody. I can hear people at home going, oh! Here we go. All right, Betty.
Celebrity.
Star?
Yes. You've asked a question with every answer, you've been right every time. Star? All right, here we go. We have brunette, Hughes, full figure, star. Maria?
I don't know the lady's name.
Okay, Betty, it's your turn.
Is it Jane Russell?
Is it Jane Russell? Yes. You never even got a chance, did you? Well, it's okay. You've got a tie game. You'll have another chance in a moment.
I couldn't.
Let's push those out there, if you will, please.
This whole show is brassieres, full figure.
Yes, well, it does happen. Only because you're here, probably in honor of you, because you are, after all, conscious of weight and style and all that.
Thank you, Bert. $400
puzzle. We have a 300 to 300 tie. This will decide who goes over and plays for $5,000. Marie and Heather, given the clues, here comes the first word. And there it is. Heather, please.
Sydney.
Sheldon.
Maria.
Country.
Australia.
Yes. Very logical.
It's logical.
You bet.
Sydney Sheldon would be very upset about that.
Yes. All right. Australia for the game.
Is it a koala?
Is it a koala? Next word, please.
Some of my best friends are koalas.
Is that right? I love koalas. All right, Maria.
Petroleum.
Oil.
Yes, excellent. Very good.
Through.
Australia. Oil. For the game, Betty.
Is it eucalyptus?
Is it eucalyptus? Oh, yes. Good for you. I didn't think of that koala bark on tree. Nice going. Oh, that was great. Yeah, it's up there. Oh, they're excited out there. Well, congratulations to you, Maria. You came from behind and did it. And Heather, you did well, though.
Oh, I had a great time.
You really did.
I mean, she did great.
She did
paid
very
all
well.
Her bills in the show.
And now your baby's all taken care of.
Yeah, they're not going
to
repossess her now.
No. Yeah, we just have to say goodbye to you, but you leave us with $8,900.
Oh, well.
Congratulations to you. Have a happy baby, darling. Nice to see you. We'll be back in just a moment. We're going to break away for commercial, and then we'll go there and play for $5,000. We are back. We have a little bit of time. You know, this is a great sweater. I guess I just didn't realize that you always wear white, right?
Yeah, always. Because I was in the seminary for a couple years, and all you had to wear was black, and the food was terrible. No, I think white makes you feel very positive, makes you feel very good about yourself. And also, when you're eating, if you wear white, you're very careful, you never gain weight.
Oh, that's a great idea. You have to be careful so that you don't ruin your clothes.
Your laundry bill
is murder.
Jane Russell and I have a problem no matter what color we're wearing. Yeah.
We have a problem too because we're out of time. Well, we'll see you tomorrow, and I hope you'll be with us. Thanks so much for watching. Bye, Heather.